Hello, and thank you for joining me. This is Jaden, and I am Jody. And I'm feeling a little spunky today. It's the least I can say. Feeling a little spunky. I guess that's a good thing, right? A little bit of attitude. I don't know. Could be a terrible thing for people crossing my path the wrong way. But it's good feeling right now, and I felt the urge to record, so here I am. What can I say? Definitely wanted to record last night. I'm gonna have to look real close to see if I did, because going through my phone, you know, drinking, not a great thing for me. Definitely not a great thing for me. I mean, I feel great when I drink, but I also am known to do things that I don't recall while drinking. So, not a great thing. And I know I apologize for the wind outside of my car. As I know, I record a lot in my car. I want to say as you know, but I don't know that there's really any you out there. I don't know that anybody actually listens to this shit. So I know that I record a lot in my car. And I know that quitting the one substance that was kind of killing me, I've latched on to another substance that's also killing me. It's called cigarettes. And though I've read many inserts that will tell me that quitting the one, I should also quit the other. I can't. I'll just leave it at that. I can't. So, it is a Saturday. I am driving into work ultimately, but first I'm going to stop at my good friend Sherry's house. And I love my girl Sherry, love her to death. For a long time, I considered her my best friend, and I believe she was. But she's also my downfall. Huge, huge downfall. I know that going there, I always put myself at risk of using again. And that is not something that I am aiming for. Most definitely not aiming for using again. So, anyway, going up there, she's got a new house, well, new to her. And she's got a difficult carpet in her guest bath. That holy shit, as I'm speaking this, I know nobody gives a fuck. But she's got a carpet that she can't seem to match the right color orange to, and I'm weird like that, and I focus on stupid little shit like that that nobody cares about. And I found a couple towels that I think will match. Plus I miss the shit out of her kids. Oh my god, do I miss her kids. So it's almost a bad idea to go over there now, truly, because I'll never make it to work. Because I love her kids and I will end up staying just to be around them. But I'm going to try to be a grown-up today. And I'm going to do what grown-ups do. And grown-ups make decisions and plans and they follow through. Very difficult thing for me. I'm pretty fluid, like life. And things might come up that I decide I want to do, and all of a sudden, guess what? I'm doing them. And fuck my plans, and fuck the people waiting on me, and it's a terrible attribute. Truly it is. It's a terrible attribute. It's not respectful. It's not... The only person that it serves is me. So it's very, very selfish. But for fuck's sake, what can I say? I'm selfish. So I'm going to stop by there. I don't even know that they're home. It might be better if they're not, quite honestly. I do just want to drop a couple things off and head to work. I would love to see the kids real brief. It's hard to see the kids real brief because I love those kids and I know they love me. And I have not been by in months, literally months. It's a hard place for me to go when I'm being clean. So this will be a little bit of a test, I guess. And I wanted to record last night. I had some pretty amazing things happen to me that, I don't know, I just feel like I gotta talk about. Driving home the other night. First, I gotta say, I fucking love Parker. I do. It's a beautiful town. It is a little bit of the mountains mixed in with suburbia. And that is a great combo for me because I love the mountains. I love camping. I love fires. I love the earth. I love the earth. Whatever. But another night, driving home, I'm coming down Pine, and Pine is a drive that my parents' house, you know, their neighborhood connects off of, and as I look over to the right, I see a whole little, I don't know if it's a nest or a den, I don't know, but 5 or 6 does, beautiful deer, just there, just on the side of the road, not yet trying to cross. And as I'm thinking in my head, like, wow, those cars behind me, they really need to watch because, you know, these deer, they're probably going to try to cross this road. And as I think that, I look up and the most beautiful, I don't know, it to me is beautiful. There was a buck in between the roads. So he's in the median, not much of a median because it's all dirt, but beautiful muscles. Just an amazing specimen of a deer with his furry horns, because he's still a young buck. Furry horns, looking the opposite direction from me. And I swear to God, it looks like he's posing. And it was so beautiful, it literally took my breath away. And I just thought, God, I love this place. And in the same heartbeat, I thought, fuck, I need to get out of here. Where do you go with that? I mean, honestly, where... You gotta be a fucked up individual like me to be able to understand that thought process. And I'm not even claiming that I understand it. I'm just claiming to be a participant in this. So, beautiful, beautiful. I love the fact that I can still be awed or in awe. I don't know. And holy cow, oh, that is amazing. Okay, so we have a great biking system. We have a great trail system here in Colorado for bikers, hikers, walkers, joggers, runners, whatever the fuck. And just now I saw a really good looking guy, totally in his biking gear, on his bike, and he's texting. I shit you not. He's fucking texting. This world is crazy. This world is crazy to me, and I honestly don't know that there's any substance to this recording, but that is most of Jaded. If anybody listening has heard any of this, I think you know that. Mostly just a bunch of shit that comes out of my mouth that probably needs a little monitoring, but I've never been real good at that part of it. So, yeah, biker, me amazed, me in awe, it's... To me, it's amusing, damn it. And I mean, isn't that all that matters, is me and my feelings? I could be shitty. I could be feeling like crap, which most days I do and I am. And the fact that I'm going to work on a Saturday says a lot. You know what? But totally been fucking off my work lately. And they don't care. They seriously need me that bad. That my not showing up, my calling in, my taking off half a day just because I can't fucking function, it's okay with them. And I don't know what the fuck to say about that. I really function better in a world with tight regulations and rules and stipulations. I mean, I say that, but I actually don't. I don't know. Maybe I'm still a little drunk from last night. That could be. That could totally be. But heading to Sherry's, big test. Like I said, I kind of honestly hope that she's not home, but I'm betting she is. Anytime that I've told her in the past, oh, well, I was going to come by, her response always is, well, you know I never leave. Like, you can always come by. And, and I don't, because there have been times I show up and she's not there and then I feel like a dumbass, but those are usually times that I'm using and I need shit. And it's not that I feel like a dumbass, I end up frustrated because, well, I need shit. Today I don't need shit. Today I don't want shit. Today I just kind of want to see some kids that I love, give some treats to a dog that I miss and love, and be on my way to work. Like, bada bing, bada bang. Like, done. We'll see. We'll see. A few minutes out still. Bought these kids. Well, I have an old Wii. I have a Wii that I love. I've got a lot of emotional ties to it because it was a great Christmas present one year for my kids. We play Guitar Hero constantly, and it was awesome. It's very difficult to find a way to connect with four children. I can say that with honesty because been there, done that. And so I love this Wii. It brought us together. It helped us create and share some, to me, amazing memories, fun memories, good times. And I would love to be able to pass that on to these guys because, well, they don't get the time and attention that they need. I really don't know if there is a kid on this earth that feels like they get all the time and attention that they need. So, you know what? If I can help that for a little bit, either ease the responsibility on the parents or just give the kids a little bit of love and distraction from everything, I'm going to do that. I almost went somewhere else with that, but I won't. So, I actually ordered a couple games online because they are little, and it was difficult to find games that they could play. Games that weren't too complicated for them. So, found a couple Mario Party, Mario blah blah, whatever. And hell, I'm just going to see if they want it, if they can play it, if they'll enjoy it. And then I'm going to hightail my ass back up to work. Not back up. Well, whatever. I do feel like I was just there. But I wasn't. I slept all night. I slept great. I slept so great that I forgot to take off my pajamas. That's unusual for me. I'm usually a naked sleeper. Very naked. Have to not have clothes on me or around me because I feel like they strangle me. So, the fact that I slept all night with a tank top and shorts on, kind of impressive for me. I must have been really fucking tired. So, here I am pulling into La Residence de Mestas, and we'll see how it goes. I'm sure I'll be back on today. I'm sure nobody gives a fuck. But thank you for joining me. This is Jaded, and I am Jody.